Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Thana'in Nasi 'ala al-Mayyit, the chapter on people praising the deceased. When a person passes away, generally you'll find that many people start praising him. People will say, we used to see him in the masjid every day, he was there for Fajr namaz, what a beautiful akhlaq, what beautiful character this person had. And they will enumerate good experiences they had with him, good things that they seen him doing, etc. So when a person passes away and people are inspired, here we are talking about pious people, are inspired to speak good about this person, this in itself is an alamat, is a sign that this person is a jannati. We can't say for sure who is a jannati and who is not a jannati, but the fact that Allah Ta'ala is inspiring pious people, Allah Ta'ala is inspiring people of iman to speak good and start praising the deceased, that in itself is a sign that this person is a jannati. So we'll do two ahadith in the section and it will explain to us how this works. So we don't know for sure, but Allah Ta'ala puts certain signs there of a person that passes away. And very seldom you'll find people start speaking ill of a person, a Muslim that has passed away. Very seldom you'll find people will start speaking ill of him at the time of death. So yeah, this is a good sign. Allah Ta'ala's sign of rahmat is so many. Before this we spoke about even a few people attending his janazah salah, and then this person's maghfirat is made. And if we get at least three saf that are made, then we find that jannat becomes necessary. Allah Ta'ala makes jannat necessary upon this person. So many opportunities a person would have had in his life, so many opportunities at the time of his death, and yet even after he's put in the qabr, people are speaking good of him. This is another sign that Allah Ta'ala wants to enter this person into jannah. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال مروا بجنازة فأثنوا عليها خيرا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت ثم مروا بأخرى فأثنوا عليها شرا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت فقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ما وجبت فقال هذا أثنيتم عليه خيرا فوجبت له الجنة وهذا أثنيتم عليه شرا فوجبت له النار أنتم شهداء الله في الأرض متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that a funeral passed by and the people praised him, praised that janazah that was passing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is compulsory. Then another passed by and people spoke evil of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is compulsory. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu asked, what is compulsory, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, you people praised him, so Jannat is compulsory for him. And you spoke evil of this person, so the Jahannam is compulsory for him. You are the witnesses of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Yeah, it doesn't mean that because people are saying evil of a person, he'll go into Jahannam. It is such that his qualities and his actions are such that will take him to Jannat, will take him to Jahannam. But it's just inspiration from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at that time for people to speak good of him, or in a very rare situation for people to speak evil of him. But in reality, it's not the people speaking, it's the actions that is manifesting itself in the speech of people at the time of a person's death. So therefore, if we do good actions and do good deeds, Allah will make it manifest in such a form that people will start praising us, you know, etc. at the time of death. It's not that we are looking for any praises. A Muslim doesn't look for praises, but it's such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes a person, loves a person, wants to enter him into Jannah, and then therefore he causes people to start praising that person. And Abil Aswad qala qadimtu al-Madinah fajalastu ila Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an famarrat bihim janazatun fa'uthniya ala sahibiha khayran faqala Umar wajabat thumma murra bi-ukhra fa'uthniya ala sahibiha khayran faqala Umar wajabat ثم مر بالثالثة فأثني على صاحبها شرا فقال عمر وجبت قال أبو الأسود فقلت وما وجبت يا أمير المؤمنين قال قلت كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما مسلم شهد له أربعة بخير أدخله الله الجنة فقلنا وثلاثة قال وثلاثة فقلنا وإثنان قال وإثنان ثم لم نسأله عن الواحد رواه البخاري. هذا أبو الأسود Rahmatullah Ali narrates that I came to Madinah Sharif and I sat in the company of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. First lesson we learn is that they would come and they would look for the company of the pious, and they would stay in the company of the pious to benefit. This is something that we should also be desirous of, to spend some time in the company of the pious. So Ya Abul Aswad rahmatullahi alayhi came and he stayed in the company of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. A funeral passed by and people praised the deceased. Very similar to what happened in the previous hadith. Previous hadith was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there and Hazrat Umar was in his company. Ya Hazrat Abul Aswad came and he was in the company of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So a funeral passed by and people praised the deceased. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, it is compulsory. Then another funeral passed by and people praised the deceased. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, it is compulsory. Then a third funeral passed by and people spoke evil of the deceased. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, it is compulsory. So Abul Aswad now was surprised. Like how in the first hadith, Hazrat Umar was surprised and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Hazrat Abul Aswad was surprised about this compulsory. So he asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, I asked, what is compulsory, O Amirul Mu'mineen? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu replied, I said, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when four people, and then he explained that this part of the hadith is different to the first part, when four people testify to the goodness of a deceased Muslim, Allah admits him into Jannah. So we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about three? Here four people are praising him, and here he's entered into Jannah. What if there's three people that are praising him? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even three. He said, then we asked, what about two? Just two people are praising this man. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even two. He went on to say that we did not ask him about one. Now they felt shy now to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about one? So they left it at two. Even two people are praising the man. What will happen? Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah, inshallah. This is the mercy, the kindness, the love, the clemency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his banda, for his believer. Here again, it's not just anybody willy-nilly, non-Muslim. What is very, very important to understand from this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ, that whichever Muslim, شَهِدَ لَهُ أَرْبَعَةٌ, that if four people, and then three people, and then two people, they testify upon him, Allah will enter him into Jannah. But the important words to understand is أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ. He's not saying that whichever person is a non-Muslim but he is pious, or a non-Muslim and he did so much of charitable works, and a non-Muslim and he was a rabbi or he was a priest. Yeah, it is speaking as أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ. So Islam is a condition, Islam is the shart. It's not just being good to humanity. Those people that are non-Muslims and are good, Allah Ta'ala rewards them in this dunya, gives them the reward in this world. But as far as Jannat is concerned, as far as Akhirat is concerned, this is reserved for people of Iman, people of Islam. So therefore, this is something that we have to be very, very clear about. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you find a person passes away, a non-Muslim, and people now start praising that non-Muslim. He did this charitable work and that charitable work. Whatever good he did, his reward was in the dunya. If he passed away upon Iman, then only Jannah becomes necessary for him. Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah, inshallah. So here we hope that we should all have this hope and desire, and we are from amongst those people of Jannat. Then Allah Ta'ala will inspire people to speak good about us, and that good also now becomes like a dua for this person to be entered into Jannah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.